The word today is review. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Over the years, it can be hard to remember the many things we learn. Therefore, it's a good idea to review and relearn. This is also true of our faith. Here to continue our review of important facts about faith is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Review.
I hope that many of our regular listeners were tuned in last week as we began a review of our Christian faith. And it all was triggered by my reading a report that said a lot of Christians don't really know what they believe and they can't answer important questions about what they believe. And so it caused both myself and my son, both of us that broadcast on The Word Today, to realize we should have a review every now and then and cover some of the basic teachings. Perhaps we knew them when we were younger and went to Sunday school and we knew Bible stories, and maybe if we were, who knows, maybe fell away for a while from the faith, boy, that would be terrible, but I'm sure it happens in college or maybe later in life, and or maybe we came to faith in our Middle Ages, and maybe we never did know some of the stories of the Bible, and we haven't gotten around reading it yet, and as a result, our faith is kind of weak, and we are kind of not well-versed on what the Bible teaches about some basic doctrines and teachings. And so we decided to have a little review, and in order to kind of have a little framework that we could hang the words on and try to give you something to remember it by, I chose four different prepositions. And these prepositions, by the way, I don't care if you understand what a preposition is. And I have to constantly remind myself that we're broadcasting in 42 different languages. I don't know what that would be called in the other languages. It's a grammatical point, a structure of a sentence, but I used four words, and here they are. Last week, we talked about the word by, by. The word we added was grace, by grace. That's the one basic about what our faith is all about. It's by grace. And then I added the word through, through faith. By grace, through faith. So the two words were by, B-Y, and the second word was through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through. Now, to complete a little review of what I said last week, to do it very quickly here so that we get on to the next two words, the last two words are from, F-R-O-M, and the word for, F-O-R. Now, we're going to show how they fit in here. But first, I want to review the two words that I spoke to you last week about. By grace. By grace. What we were saying there, the word grace is kind of a tough word, too. We don't use it a whole lot, not even in the English language. But grace is something that is undeserved. It's something we're given as a free gift. It wasn't earned. It can't be bought. It's a free gift. And so when we talk about it, by grace, we are saying that our salvation is a gift of God. And we're talking there about the whole Christmas story that Jesus Christ came to earth. God the Father sent him down here to take on human nature, born of the Virgin Mary. Took on human nature along with his deity, so he was God and man. And Jesus Christ died on the cross in our place to pay for our sins so that our sins were forgiven. That's all totally, completely, 100% God's gift. Nothing that we deserved, nothing that we could earn, nothing that we could buy. Totally a gift of God. That's why it's called grace. By God's grace. And then that second word, through, through faith. How does it become personal for you? It would be like I had a Christmas present here, wrapped up, and it was for me because it had my name on it. Somebody had bought it. Somebody had paid for it. It was given to me. It's there for me to use. Now, what good would it be if I said, yeah, I can see it's mine, and yeah, it has my name on it, but if I never opened it and never took it and never used it, what good would it be for me personally? God's gift of salvation is for all people. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of every human being that ever lived or ever will live or is living now. That's God's gift. But of what value is it to you unless you come to the knowledge of that through faith, unless you believe, hey, that really is something God did for me. Jesus is my personal Savior. Now, until you get to that point, it's like if, let's say I opened that Christmas present I was talking about, and it's a bottle of cologne or shaving lotion, and I would see it and say, oh, isn't this wonderful? I'd take the top off, I'd open the bottle, I'd pour it into my hands, and I'd put it on my face. All of a sudden, it becomes mine. It becomes something that's helping me, something that I'm using, something that's personal to me. Do you see? That's what faith is all about. It makes it personal. It says it's not just a theory or not just something God did. It's what He is showing to me through faith. I now believe this by conversion. God has sent His Holy Spirit into my life. I've heard about it through the Word of God, through the teaching of the Bible, and I now believe this is for me. It's news that I need in my life and that I believe. That's called faith. Through faith, that's how we get this gift to be personal, and it is ours. It's by grace through faith. Now let's add these other two words, the first one being from, and I want you to add behind that little outline to say from sin. The problem, you see, is always sin. That's what separates us from God. It's our disobedience of God's holy word. It's when we rebel against God, when we say, I'll do my will, God, not yours. That's what sin is. And we're so filled with sin from beginning to end. Sin dominates our lives so much because of all the evil in the world. We have, in addition to that, the power of Satan, the fallen angel from heaven, who is trying to defeat God's will in our lives. Satan wants us for himself. He wants to destroy us. And so he fights against the will of God in our life. And so we need to be cautious of what's going on. There's a battleground in our life. God is saving us from sin, from death, from everlasting damnation. That's what the devil wants for us, to destroy us. And so the evil and sin in the world, the disobedience, the rebelling, God came by grace, by his offer of free gift of salvation, and through faith, through coming to faith, believing in Jesus personally, God has rescued us from sin. Jesus Christ takes our sin away. That's the only thing that would keep us out of heaven, is sin. The forgiveness of sin makes us right again with God the Father in heaven. Our sin is taken away. That's why we can have the gift of eternal life. And so we're saved from sin. Now the last word, for, F-O-R, for what reason? For what purpose? Now, of course, everyone would immediately say, so that we can be saved. Of course, that is the point, so that we can be saved. But if that was the only reason, then the minute we had been saved, the minute we came to faith, the minute our sins were taken away, we would have gone to heaven. Maybe that would have been as a little baby. Maybe it would have been 20 years ago. Maybe it would have been a month ago. Whenever we came to faith, we would have then immediately gone to be with the Lord in heaven. Why would God let us run around here on earth and run the risk of losing our faith or rebelling in some way? Why would that be? That obviously isn't why we're here. The reason we're here is to glorify God. For what purpose? For good works, to do the things that please God, A few weeks ago, we talked about how God loves us when we give for his work to spread the news of salvation. And the most prominent way in which we glorify God is by talking about his son, Jesus Christ. You know, a parent can be very pleased when somebody says, you know, your child is very good in that play, or very good as an athlete, or very good as a thinker, whatever. When they praise our children, we kind of feel honored, don't we? Well, God the Father in heaven loves it when we praise his son, Jesus Christ. God wants to hear our praise and thanksgiving. He wants to know that we love him. And so he asks us to do good works. Take the message to the world. That's what the word today is all about. We pay no speaker's fees. We have no salaries. Everything is done to the glory of God, and every gift that comes in from people to help us do this, to help us accomplish this, is used to bring that message to the world, in print, in radio, in any way we can. And so we invite you to help us. It's the reason you've been saved and are still here on earth is so that you can do good works to bring glory to God's name. And the best way to do that is to tell people about Jesus Christ, God's Son, and the freedom from our sins that he earned for us on Calvary's cross. Now, there's a quick review of Christian faith. We are saved by grace, totally a gift of God. We are saved through faith. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, using the Word of God to convert us and make us believers. And we are saved from sin and damnation and hell. And we are saved for a purpose, to take the news of salvation to the world, to tell everyone we can about Jesus and the fact that he died for our sins, so that the Word of God can bring these people into a relationship with God through faith, so that they will receive the gift of salvation and forgiveness. It's a beautiful review of our faith. By God's grace, through faith, from sin, for good works and glorifying God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.